Big event on campus, and we've been actually running the ads for it for the last couple of days here, Walt, but let's do what we do around here and find out more.
Well, for actually several years now, we've been talking with the folks at Northern Michigan University about the traditional powwow that is held there, and joining us in the studio this morning is Charlene Brissette, who is with the Native American Student Association and one of the organizers of the event. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Kind of hard to believe it's here, right?
Yeah. Very excited, but there's a lot going on this month. So,
well, let's talk about what is happening with the powwow here this weekend. What is the schedule, and then what can folks expect?
Well, it starts Saturday. We have setup going on Friday, but it starts Saturday. It'll be open to the public at 11 a.m. Grand entries are noon and 6, and we have a feast at 4. So.
And when we talk about this, you know, we say powwow, and a lot of people maybe have an idea, but they really, you know, don't know. This is kind of why you do it, isn't it? To let people learn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is one of the few traditional powwows around, so it's special in that way. And it's, like I said, it's open to the public, so we really encourage everyone to come.
Well, let's ask the obvious question for those that do not know and have never been. A powwow is exactly what?
We call it a celebration of life. There's singing, there's dancing. And like I said, we encourage everyone to come because there's intertribal dances. Everybody can come and be involved. So.
Well, you talk about the grand entrances at the two of them, but there's activity literally going on round the clock when you're inside, correct?
Oh yeah. You definitely smell and hear a powwow before you're actually in the area. So you know something's going on.
And you can only mean that in only the best ways.
That's right. Of course.
You know, we've talked about this over the years with it at Northern, and you know, what would you say is kind of the purpose of holding this? You say, of course, obviously, is a celebration, but tell us a little bit about kind of the idea of letting folks know about it and learning from it.
Oh, we're definitely trying to, you know, educate everyone about, you know, just the traditions, you know, the things that we do and, you know, what makes us who we are. So that's our biggest thing, you know, inviting, you know, as many drums, as many dancers as we can, you know.
How important is it, I guess, from a student side of this thing here, too? Because, I mean, powwows are things that the Native community grows up with. But now as a student at the university, it's a chance to kind of share it within that community, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a place where you can, you know, see your old friends from your other communities or meet new friends. So it's nice.
I want to touch on one thing. You say it's a traditional powwow. When you hear that term, traditional powwow, what does that mean? What is that?
Well, a lot of powwows nowadays are competition powwows, which means people dance and, you know, they make their money that way. They make their income. Traditional powwows, it's not for competition. It's just for the dancing, you know, it's just for the socializing. So,
and, you know, when you look at this now, I'm sure you're still getting a lot of the same questions, especially from students or folks in the community. You know, what is it and why, you know, why should they swing by? I guess that would be a good question. And just tell us why come by.
Well, it's definitely, you know, it's one, it's a learning experience. If you've never experienced something like this, it's, you know, just beyond amazing. I mean, everybody is affected in some way, so it's a really great experience. It's something to, you know, to say that you've done. So
right, and it draws from literally all over the region.
Oh yeah,
as far as folks that are attending.
Yep, we have people coming from Canada. We have people coming from, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Lower Michigan, all over. So,
and the pageantry, mm-hmm. And I mean that in only the best ways, especially with the grand entrance. Talk a little bit about that, because there's two opportunities for folks to witness and take part in this, and I've seen it. It is really something else.
Oh yeah, it's one of the best parts of the powwow, I think. I mean, we have the honor guard who comes in with all the flags, all our veterans. You know, we have very high respect for them. So they come in first, and then they're followed by, you know, the head dancers, who could be anybody, traditional dancers, fancy dancers, whatever. And then the rest of the dancers follow them, royalty, and then, you know, so on.
We've not covered the one thing that we need to discuss, and that's our favorite F word. Feast.
That's right. Food and feast.
Food and feast.
There is something that with that there will be some food that people can get from some vendors at the powwow, but you also have a feast going on. Explain that a little bit.
Well, as far as I know, there's a feast with every powwow. It's part of the giving nature of, I think, Native Americans, you know, part of the powwow. So our feast, it's held at the DJ Jacob Eddy Center, which is, you know, a little bit off campus away from the PEIF. But, you know, like I said, it's just another way of giving back to the community.
And
that
the traditional powwow fair, I'm assuming, as far as the menu is concerned?
Yeah, I don't remember the menu off the top of my head, but there'll be like mashed potatoes, venison, bison, wild rice dishes.
Fry bread.
Yeah. Of course.
of course.
And there'll be fry bread at the food vendor, too. I remember last year at the food vendor, we had a line outside the door, so they're pretty popular.
You know, and the one thing also that bears mentioning is I know that you guys also take the time to make sure that there are, with the MCs, they'll explain what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, but you also have programs and other things there that if people have questions, you kind of want them to learn from this.
Oh, yeah. The programs will be available at the powwow. You know, if you even come for a few minutes, grab a program and you'll have everything right at your fingertips.
Well, I think the title kind of says it all with learning to walk together.
Exactly.
Because that's really what this is about. It's a sharing of the culture with those of us that don't traditionally have a chance to live or even see the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the schedule is what? And I guess if folks have more questions, how can they find out more?
They can visit the Center for Native American Studies website. We have a powwow website on there.
And the schedule is what? For the powwow.
Grand entry's at noon and 6 and the feast at 4.
And you open the doors at what time on Saturday?
11 a.m.
And it's a full day. But you don't necessarily have to be there the whole time. But the longer you can be there, the more you're going to experience and more you're going to learn. And that's kind of the whole thing.
Yep.
That's right.
I think once you get there, you won't want to leave.
It is a unique opportunity, a learning opportunity. Charlene, we thank you for your time this morning for coming in. Let folks know about it. And we do want to let you know that.